I mean, it's exciting. I mean, obviously I sat out last year because I had Tommy John surgery, so I wasn't able to play for the summer. But basically, as soon as I heard that they wanted me to come back, I mean, I was ecstatic and obviously immediately said yes.
Yeah. And going through the academy to get to where you are now, as I said, a longtime member of the organization, how much are you looking forward to really getting back at it this summer? As you said, you missed a season, and now you're back to 100%.
I'm stoked. I mean, I always knew, like, growing up, it was always, like, the goal was to play on the College Dogs team, like, pretty much every day. Like, going to work, I was like, I'm playing on this team, playing on this team. And so last year, not being able to play on it obviously hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, those guys had a ton of success. And so, yeah, I'm just excited to contribute and do my part this summer.
Yeah, and the last time you did play with the collegiate team, you had your season kind of cut short following your commitment to Virginia Tech in 2017. How did that conversation go, and what ultimately led you to that school?
Like the conversation to get me to commit there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, this obviously is an amazing, like, academic school, and I mean, we play in the ACC, which I'm sure some people don't know. It's a very good conference. We got the North Carolinas, the Louisvilles, the NC States, like all these big powerhouse teams. So basically, I just want a chance to compete against the best.
And once you're there, obviously you were redshirted in 2018. As we said, you had your Tommy John surgery. What's it like to get back on the field and kind of in that D1 atmosphere?
Oh, it's good. I mean, every single game is a dogfight, no matter who you're playing. So, I mean, it's a high-intensity atmosphere. I mean, this year, obviously, like, I haven't got as much playing as I would have liked, and haven't been able to get out there and compete as much. So it's pretty much just, like, when I get those moments, just making the most of them.
Yeah, and to get back on that mound, I mean, can you describe the rehab process? I know it's kind of a lengthy one, considering the injury that you had, but you're back to 100%. At least, would you say you're back to 100%? And I'm sure they take good care of you there at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a process. I mean, even still, I wouldn't say necessarily, like, technically I'm cleared and should be 100%, but I wouldn't say that I'm fully back.
Yeah.
Where I was before the surgery. But I mean, the process is pretty much you get the surgery and you're in an arm brace for 6 weeks and slowly start straightening and getting some mobility back. And then I think I spent about 5 months after that just strengthening my shoulders, strengthening my elbow before I was even able to pick up a baseball. And then the throwing process is about you throw for about 4 or 5 months and then slowly longer distance, more throws, and then you start getting on the mound, throwing 15 pitches at 50%, and it just adds on. And, yeah, so I think when it was all said and done, it took me about just over a year before I was completely cleared to play.
And was there a moment when you were back on the mound where everything kind of just clicked? You're like, oh, well, I kind of got the same arm speed, arm strength as I had before, or is that yet to come?
For sure, no, there's definitely those days where you feel a lot better than others. I mean, like, I've definitely had outings where I've come on and I've felt like myself and I felt really good.
Yeah.
And you have those other days where your arm's a little stiff, you're a little sore, just because you're not used to kind of the workload. So then those days you just kind of got to dig deep and really, like, focus on what you're doing.
Yeah. And obviously going through all this, coming out on top, because obviously Tommy John is a pretty invasive surgery. What's the feeling going back to when you're on the mound again, and what's that going to be like in front of the Dogs faithful once again?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, it feels good. Like, every time I'm on the field, I mean, I don't take it for granted anymore. That's for sure, because I was like, when you sit out for an injury, it's just like you miss it so much.
Yeah.
But to play in front of that crowd, like I've said it a million times, I mean, it's the best fans that there is.
Mm-hmm.
They packed the house, so I'm just excited for that adrenaline rush of getting back on that mound in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people or however many may be there.
And we talked about you being a longtime member of the organization, obviously. Is there a memory that kind of sticks out to you, whether it's the Father's Day games, the Mother's Day games, and that really sticks out to you and something that you'll remember for a long time? I'm sure there's plenty, but is there kind of one that sticks out to you?
Yeah, I was going to say, there is quite a few. I mean, for a collegiate, like, for the college team, I mean, there's there's hundreds. I mean, every single time you go out on the field, it's a memory. So,
yeah.
I mean, for me personally, it was my first, the last, I think, second last year. I can't remember. It was, I'm thinking, I think it was 2016 summer when I was coming out of the pen all year. And then I just, some guys hit their inning limit for the summer, so I got bumped into the starting spot. And just like one of my favorite memories, I started the last home game of the regular season, and it was just packed. And I just remember the energy, and everyone was excited, and we had a really good team. So, I mean, for me to, like, I just remember that being a really good memory.
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty solid feeling when you look up in the crowd. There's 4,300 people there, and the berm is packed. Yeah. I can't imagine what that feels like.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't compare it. It's almost, it's like an addiction. Like, I'm excited to get back and just to see it again. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, I tell my teammates here, and, like, none of them really, like, believe me and, like, understand how crazy and how awesome the atmosphere is.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the bedrock of Canadian baseball right there. It's one of those places that is kind of hidden from people outside of the country, but once they get a taste, as a lot of Dogs players have gotten that taste from coming over the States, it's a different feeling. Like you said, it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. No, it's, and I mean, being on the East Coast, it's even like less known because, I mean, like obviously more West Coast, we typically get more West Coast American players, so like, but I feel like they're getting the idea and the word spreading, so
yeah,
building up.
And you talked about the difficulties of not being able to play for the collegiate team last summer. Did you keep track of the team? Did you talk with the guys at all? How did that go about when you were rehabbing?
Oh, of course, yeah, I kept track. I mean, I was in there working out and like doing my throwing program, so I was always there, and I watched a bunch of the games. And obviously, one of my best friends, like Cole McLaren, who's back on the team this year.
Right.
It was his first summer out there, so obviously I kept tabs with him and the Eddie Sanchez and JT Patterson and all those guys, just because like I grew up playing with all those guys, so I still really cared about how they were personally doing and how the team was doing.
Yeah, obviously Cole McLaren's coming back from a senior year from Pitt. It's going to be nice to have him catch you every now and then, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I would say very few people do as good of a job back there as he does.
And obviously, Nick, before I let you go, a handful of returning guys, a bunch of D1 players coming back. As always, it looks like the coaching staff did a great job at recruiting. Is it another one of those years where it's a championship or bust for you guys?
I would say so. I mean, if you look at that roster, like,
yeah.
I don't know if we've had a roster of this much depth. I mean, I was talking with Coach Sargent the other day, and I was just like, yeah, like, the roster looks stacked. Like, I'm excited. And so, like, when you have a roster with that many talented players, like, each guy kind of feeds off each other, and, like, the competitiveness within the team itself, it, like, amplifies the competitiveness on the field. So, I mean, I'm just excited. I just, there's going to be a lot of very talented players this summer, and we're going to win a lot of games. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect, Nick. Thanks a lot. I appreciate this.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime, man. Looking forward to seeing you this summer.